Well, hello and welcome to episode 22 of Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain. And a little bit different today, no special guests with myself and Matty. We're going to do a sort of a bit of a monthly review. I say we're about 4, 5, 6 weeks into the season now. League's starting to shape up for the first time. Some teams now hitting double digits of games, of course, with a couple in hand ourselves. But gives us a little bit of a chance, Matty, to sort of have a little reflection on the season, you know, so far.
Obviously, where we are in the table is good, and we obviously wanted that from the beginning and to be up there. It's been a little bit of an up and down year already, I suppose, in terms of where the performance is at, in terms of my coaching head on. It's been up and down. I think we haven't seen the best of the team yet. I don't think we've played a full 60 minutes where I've been like, yep, that was, a full game where we've all, really played well and everyone's clicking. And but that's how it is. At the start of the year, we've got that many new players that it's going to take time to get to that point where everyone's on the same sort of hymn sheet and everyone's, going in the same direction. And we've changed a lot this year in terms of the way we're playing and sort of, again, the players that we've brought in. Although we've got a lot from last year, you're just trying to bed everyone into sort of how we are and what we're trying to do. And don't get me wrong, we've had games where we've played really well, periods of really good hockey and playing the way I want us to play. And then we've just managed to sort of make it difficult for ourselves at times as well. And, I suppose let teams in, obviously let teams in, playing against some good teams and good players, and they're gonna get back into games. But, watching the games back and being there at the time, it's just one of them where I feel like we have let ourselves down at times in terms of the way we've played and made it a little bit easy for teams. And look, that's hockey as well. And but overall, look, we're up there and we're in the mix. And for us to not play, I don't think anywhere near our best up to now, to be sort of up there with the two big teams, obviously is great. And we'll just keep battling away and seeing where we end up.
Of course, mentioned of course, the league is already starting to shape up. Already, no teams without, well, no teams that are winless, but everyone's got at least the 2 wins. Everyone's got at least, well, the 2 losses, so whether it be regulation or overtime. It's a really sort of competitive start to the season as we look across to 11 sides in this division, isn't it?
Yeah, so the league's improved this year again. I've said it a few times now, but the sort of parity in the league is really good, and I think it's showing on a night-to-night basis that anyone can beat anyone. We see obviously a lot of the teams are a lot better at home, and there's rinks that are difficult to go into and get points. But yeah, it's this league's took a step, another import into the league and better players that have come into it. Teams have improved a lot. There's already some really good teams in there. So I think, look, this league's a hard league this year. I think it's tough to call. Right now, obviously Leeds are playing some good stuff, MK as well. They're two of the teams, obviously, that people are gonna, we're gonna probably see at the end that are gonna be up there. But even them have, they've had some difficult results in games, and there's teams in there that can cause problems for everyone.
Certainly so. What we will do now was, of course, we didn't actually get a pod out last week. We do apologise for everyone here behind the curtain. I think with the storms and work and just scheduling, it's always quite tough, especially when we think of these guests, these hockey players, they have real jobs as well. So it is sometimes difficult, but we will get at least a double episode out this week, and we do have some exciting things in the pipework. But we haven't spoke about last weekend. The win against Peterborough and the overtime loss to Telford. If we just have a quickish recap on those two, Matty, I know we had a quick chat on air on Beverley FM already, but it will start off with the Peterborough game. wasn't stellar by any means, but it's another good win against a tough opposition.
Yeah, you look again, similar sort of thing. We've played well at times in that game, and there was times when I feel like we sort of let them back into the game, and they had some big chances, but I feel like we carried the play on the whole, and we was good for the win. But again, it's a case of getting them points on the board however you can, and the win was massive for us. And obviously going into the night after in Telford, we had confidence and feeling good from home win, which is what we concentrate on a lot, is trying to be good at home. But yeah, I mean, to get the win at home is obviously always key for us, but against a team like Peterborough as well was good to do.
And of course, the whole team sort of carried that into the early part of that game against Telford. Particularly Emil had a fantastic weekend. I think was it 4 goals across the weekend for Emil, a brace in each, including an absolute worldie against Peterborough, we've got to say. There's some great footage and great camera shots of that one as well.
Yeah, that was silly. Silly from him, that one, wasn't it?
I say if it hadn't have worked, it might have been a different story, but
Yeah.
It managed to find its way through, so we can certainly look back on that with some fond memories. But the start of the Telford game, of course, got off to a pretty quick lead. It was 4-1 and 5-2 up in that game, and I say at that point it was all looking rosy, you've got to say.
Yeah, we've obviously played them already, and we had a tough night at home against them, obviously. We started well, we was playing good hockey, and watching the game back, we played really well, and I think we had a couple of bits in the game that knocked us a little bit. We took some bad penalties, which again is obviously been a theme a little bit this year for us. And we know about this. We've got players on our team that are liable to do that, the way they play and play on the edge. But there's times when it is just stupidity, and we don't need to take some of the penalties that we took in that game, especially giving them. They've got a good power play. They've got arguably one of the guys with one of the best shots in the league on out there. So you've got to be smart when you're playing against these sort of teams that have power plays like that. But look, we still, for me, it was 5-2 up, and to lose that game was a real disappointing one for me. We did sort of. We had some stuff happen in the game. Like I say, Bobby Chambers took a knock and Paul was struggling, and we had a couple of others that were, but and that's the way it is, right? And everyone goes through these little sections of the year where you are going to get some knocks, and we just stepped off it. We just stepped off our gas and the way we want to play, and we let them back into the game with some individual errors that disappointing to see. And it was a massive point, sort of thrown away in my eyes, really. We should have never let them back into that game, and we did. And unfortunately, I feel like it's a little bit of a hangover in a way to this week. We didn't have a game Saturday, which some people see it as a positive, but I don't believe it is. I think it's good to get right back on it. Two games is what the lads are used to playing, and sometimes it's difficult to only have that one game, but that's the way it was. But yeah, we had a meeting this week about that game, and tried to put them wrongs right, and I feel like we did a little bit, especially from last night's game in Slough. And again, obviously we'll talk about that game a little bit more in depth, but yeah, it look, this is the way it goes at times. You're not going to be brilliant every night, you're not going to always be perfect, and we're going to have to put up with this. This is how it is. You're not going to win every single night. You've got to really, work hard to get wins. And, we do have to shore up in some areas. And, I'm fully aware of them areas. And, there's things that we are working on behind the scenes to try and make this team more solid. And, look, I think as well, Geordie will be the first to say at times, we've seen better from Geordie at times this year already, and sometimes it's just again, you're not going to be you're not going to be on your game every single night, and we have to help him out at times as well, where, you know, we've had a breakdown and we've given away 2-on-1 when we don't need to, and, you know, and that's just the way it goes. And, you know, I think everyone in there knows they can be better at times, me included. And, you know, we have to work on the things that we need to work on to be a lot more solid team.
I think, look, there's only one place we can go now. We're going to have to talk about the first regulation loss of the season down at the Bees Sunday night. A game, the Bees, well, on the scoreboard at least, seemed to get away pretty quickly, but didn't really play out that way. It was extremely tight at the end of the first, but the key thing being penalties again. Them having, you know, the opportunity on the 5-3 that's crossed across both periods there. And it just, as you say, it makes that everything that a little bit tougher. It's going to wear the legs out a little bit more, particularly after a long journey, you know, having to work on the penalty kill, giving them a lot more than, you know, a freedom on the ice. And it's, we spoke about Geordie then, but if there's one way to protect Geordie, it's by not leaving us short-handed as much.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, Sunday night was, you know, we didn't start great. I'll definitely admit that we want our usual self, but we didn't play Saturday, and obviously a long journey. That's sometimes what happens. We still had plenty of shots. We had plenty of chances. Could have scored ourselves a few times. They got one sort of against the run of play a little bit, which is a disappointing goal on a defensive side. And then, yeah, we took a bad penalty, and that was difficult, you know, for us to take. Obviously, it was a 5-minute one as well, which really did hurt us. You know, we killed it off that, you know, in the first period really well. Came out, we had, you know, a plan to, you know, kill it and get back to our game. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, they scored fairly early. Again, it was sort of a bit part goal. It was a tough one, really, that one to take. You know, and then we took another penalty and was 5-3 down, and we killed that off, and then they scored sort of at the end of that, you know, 5-3. We come back and we sort of got caught up the ice, two guys. And they went down, and Gabbage, obviously, you know, a good player. He sort of, it was a bit of a lucky goal, to be honest, from looking at it. And unfortunately, you know, we're 3-0 down, and then it's a tough ask. It's a climb back. And but do you know what? You know, the reaction I thought was great. We got right back into the game, and you know, we got one on the PP with Finn. And honestly, from then on, we didn't look like losing the game at all. We didn't look like conceding again, never mind losing it. We was the better team, you know, completely from there on. You know, we outshot them by a lot. we dominated it, and to be honest, you know, on another night, I think Emil alone could have had 4 goals last night. You know, he'll be the first to say that, you know, on another night he scores them, and, you know, we'd probably win the game 6-7-3, and it's, you know, a different story. But you know, their goalie Priest played really, really well. You know, I guess that's, you know, we've only seen him once, and obviously that game was a bit of a, you know, sort of a one-sided game where, you know, they probably didn't play their best game as well. So, you know, you don't see the best of him, but he really did play well on Sunday, and he definitely won them the game for sure. But yeah, look, you know, you see people's comments on the game and what's said about it, and, you know, if you was there, you would have, you know, seen the lads played well. And again, on another night, we would have won that game. Don't get me wrong, this time's early on in the game, we have breakdowns, and, you know, we took bad penalties, obviously, and that's not good, and we can't do that if we want to, you know, stay up near the top of the league. And of course, not winning last night really does hurt us. Obviously, we've got games in hand, but we have to win them games. They're not just guaranteed points, so it's not a thing of, you know, we've still got these games in hand. Look, we have to win them games, and they're going to be difficult games as well. So, yeah. Disappointed with the result, but the performance, you know, did not warrant a loss in my book. You know, we could have easily won that game. You know, I feel like they did get away with that a little bit. And, that's the way it goes. You know, they'll, you know, that sometimes you don't play great and win, and sometimes you play pretty well and unfortunately you don't get the win, and that's hockey. But yeah,
I say from a lot of the doom and gloom, and it's not everyone, of course, you know, I say it is tough at times, you know, particularly when, you know, maybe you go to a game expecting a win and, you know, we can never expect to win. You've got to go out there and earn it, haven't you? But, you know, you've got high hopes and then you don't get that result. Sometimes you do look on it a little bit more unfavourably than you otherwise would have. But it's tough to see, as you say, sometimes that, you know, the players out there, they've gone out there, they've given a better performance than they've maybe been given a lot of credit for. It almost seems like, you know, maybe we'd been the team blown out 7-0 like we did to the Bees the other week.
Yeah.
But and it's just not the case, is it? It's, as you say, it's a game sort of on a fine line, you know. Maybe goodbye doesn't get, you know, the short-handed goal, you know, that arguably turns the tide of a game. Maybe the, you know, a penalty goes the other way. Maybe we don't make one too many, you know, give away one too many penalties and end up on the PK again. It's there's very fine lines between a win and a loss, isn't there? And it's sometimes we talk about these games as if we've done a whole lot worse, because, you know, there certainly shouldn't be any room for any doom and gloom. You know, we're 8 games in and we've got 12 points on the board.
Yeah, look, yeah, I think, you know, you're right, mate. I think, you know, we've gone from, you know, last year being what it was and this year being everyone being, you know, really excited and rightly so about our team and the way we've started the year. And I think sometimes it's easy to forget sort of where we have been and what we're trying to do. And you see just a loss against the Bees and maybe it's like, you know, how are you losing to them? Or, you know, you look at just the scoreline and maybe go, oh, that must have been terrible. But, you know, you've got to look at the bigger picture here. And, you know, at the end of the day, the Bees are winning. They've won games against, you know, quite a lot of teams this year. And again, I say it, but, you know, that without, I'm not disrespecting the Bees here at all, but, you know, we should have won that game, and I'm very confident in that. And they would come away from that, you know, being really happy that they managed to hang on to the game. You know, but on another night, we'd have won that game comfortably, and that's how it is. But look, you know, people have got, you know, rightly so, they've got opinions and they've got to voice it. But, you know, I just think sometimes you got to look at the bigger picture of everything, and sometimes you know, you have to see the game for what it was. You know, there's times in the game where we've, you know, we've let ourselves down defensively or as a whole, as a defensive unit, or like you say, bad penalty. And they're things that, you know, the lads have to control. You know, they've got to control that and be better in them scenarios. And that's what will win or lose a league or a cup or be up in the top four or whatever it is. You know, and that's just game management. But, you know, we've gone from a team that, you know, basically bottomed the league and lost a lot of games to we're trying to game management our way through winning every game. You know, our fans, and I love it because they want us to win every game. I want to win every game, and I want us to try and manage our way through every game so we can win every game. But that's just the reality of it is sometimes it's just not going to be for you. You know, you're going to miss an open goal. Emil will never miss an open goal again all year. Touch wood. But that's the way it goes, right? And, you know, we've got to come better for it. We've got to learn from what happened. We've got to learn from last week, which clearly, you know, this week I felt like we did and we played better and we didn't win. So, you know, we have to go away again and go back to the drawing board and look at things. And we've got a tough weekend coming up that we need to be, you know, a lot better for. Fingers crossed we'll have, you know, Bobby back, and Paul definitely will be playing this weekend.
That was exactly going to be my next question. Of course, he mentioned he was struggling towards the end of the Telford game.
Yeah.
Both missing on Sunday, considered day-to-day. How are they both? So
yeah, Paul will be back this weekend. You know, he just needed a week off the ice. He'll be back. He'll be fine. Bobby, fingers crossed, he'll get some testing done this week. And, you know, he's messaging me every hour, just chomping at the bit, ready to go again. So look, hopefully we get him back. But if we don't, then, you know, it's another chance for some of them lads to, you know, to prove themselves and prove that they should be in them spots. You know, because that's one thing I will say is, you know, at the minute we ain't had everybody going on one night. We're still some nights we've had a couple of players going really well and a few others that are not quite firing yet. And, you know, let's just be positive about it. You know, when we do get everyone firing, then I think we're a pretty dangerous team. So, you know, so there's positives in that. And, you know, one big positive for me is Brock and how well he's played for me. You know, I've not seen anyone, you know, D-man wise in this league that has played anywhere near to his level yet. And that's great for us and great for our fans to see someone so, you know, so young like he is in his first year in the league. And, you know, he's dominating out there. He's, you know, he was brilliant again last night, played 30 minutes. And it himself could have had, you know, three goals himself. He had so many shots. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of positives and, you know, there's a few negatives that's my job to sort. And, you know, I can assure all the fans that I'm doing my best to make this team a, you know, a real winning team and a team that's hopefully got all the right, you know, pieces to it to take us late into the year where we are still up there and fighting for it.
Someone who has been impressive when they've had chances as of the last couple of weeks, got a little bit shook up early on in the game yesterday, I believe, Alex Kent. How is Alex feeling good? He's really impressed over the last few weeks, I say, particularly with Jordan's suspension. He's had a little bit more time on the ice. Even before then, when he was getting a shift or two, he was really working really, really hard, particularly on the forechecking, winning, you know, possession, turning the puck over in the good areas. He's really sort of, I would personally say, elevated his game, you know, tons from last season. You know, he's looking phenomenal right now. And I say,
yeah,
Deck shining down there with the Jets and when he's had the chance of us too as well.
Yeah, completely agree, mate, Alex. Both of the lads, I think, have improved a lot from last year. I think last year did them a world of good, playing a full year, having a summer of training. They've both been in the gym a lot. They both look bigger and stronger. I think Alex last night, you know, he took, you know, quite a bad hit to the head. You know, I can't believe he won the penalty on the play, but, you know, he got up and just bounced straight back up and missed a few shifts and then he was straight back out there. That's Alex for you. You know, great attitude on him and he's just, you know, willing to do all the things that I want, you know, a player like that to do. And, you know, he's such a good lad. Look, Alex is playing, he's doing everything I'm asking of him and Deck. They're both training really well. They both look, you know, like they fit into the team completely and they're going to get chances still to play all year. And, you know, I want them both in and around us. I think it brings them on a lot. It helps them when they do go and play down for the Jets. And, you know, it looks like they're, you know, doing really well at that level and they can dominate at that level and play offensive and be on the puck and play power play, etc. So, yeah, it's great for us and great for the future. You know, there's more kids that are coming through underneath that, and you know, it's great for the club as a whole to have this link up with the Jets, and you know, they get to play their minutes for the Jets, and then obviously, you know, both of them two want to be Seahawks. I know they do for, you know, a long time. So yeah, that's the key for us, and you know, to blood them in the right way and make sure they're getting minutes with us, and yeah, really happy with them too.
Normally at this point we would go on to talking sort of the week ahead, but breaking news, it will be now episode 23. I did say it was gonna be episode 22, but Sam Towner will be joining us this week and you will get to hear that before this weekend's games against Solway. So we'll leave the previewing of the Solway game to when we've got Sam joining us as well. A few bits of news around the club over the past sort of couple of weeks and going forward as well, Matty. First of all, it was about a week or so ago. We've not managed to speak about it since. Owen Bruton, Great Britain under 20s. Got to be mentioned, of course. I knew that he was trialling out with a squad. You know, I'd say phenomenal achievement. He's only 17 years of age and he's only 17 years and 2 months, I think. He's not shy of 17, but to be in the under 20 side, you know, we've seen the workload, we've seen how hard he's training, we've seen how brilliant he's playing, you know, over the last, you know, year or so, and he's well deserving of that spot.
Yeah, I'm real happy for Bruce. I think you know, one kid that, you know, deserves it, it's him, because, you know, he's just such a good lad. He puts the work in. You know, he's always out there. We have a skills practice on a Wednesday, in the morning, and he's always, you know, he's always the first one out there working on his game. You know, always asking me things about his game, where he needs to be defensively, you know, going through little bits of his game offensively and how he can be more effective in shooting the puck and being more of a threat out there. So no, I'm really happy for him. You know, to do that at his age and, you know, to be in the 20s is a massive achievement for him. And it's great for the club as well that, you know, we've got someone so highly thought of around the league and at GB level that he's playing for us. It's great. And yeah, just in general, mate, I think for us, just to, you know, to make sure that we've got someone like Brooks still improving and you know, mainly for me to have someone like that that I can, you know, try and mentor, help. And there's other lads on the team like Towner and Bobby Chamberlain that help him a lot as well. So yeah, it's great. I think and the imports, I'll say that as well, because they're great with him as well, always, you know, speaking to him and helping him out. So it's massive, mate. Massive that he gets the minutes with us, that he gets to play in the big, you know, the big minutes. He played centre on Sunday night and, you know, I liked his game. I thought he looked, you know, absolutely fine in that position. It's something that I do want him to play in the future. So sort of blooding him in where I can in that position is good for him and for me as well to see him there. So yeah, like I say, he's a great kid and, you know, good luck to him. You know, I think he'll smash it when he goes there.
As I gotta say, looking at that Great Britain under 20s team, it is pretty much full of National Division talent, isn't it? It's great to see, not just with the Seahawks, that you know there's so many brilliant players around this division right now. I'd say this is a bit of a recap of the season so far, and there's a lot of these guys that we've either you know seen on the ice already this season, we've played last season, that you know just for Great British hockey in general, as I say, you know the men's senior teams back in. You know, the Div 1, you know, they've got their world champs in May next year. They're going to be playing, you know, back against Canada and Finland and these sides. But the next generation's coming through, and that's happening in the National Division, isn't it? We're getting to see the future of the men's senior team right here in our division right now.
Yeah, it's huge, mate. I think this is, you know, the point of this league, I think, is not only to, you know, to have a great league and, you know, be a commercial, you know, advert for the game in this country, but, you know, it's to give these lads a chance, you know, these 16 to 20-year-old lads that, you know, won't get any ice at the elite league level to come and, you know, to play and actually play big minutes for teams like Leeds, you know, with Braden and all these other lads that are playing a lot of big minutes for their clubs. I think it's brilliant for them. It's great for Great Britain, and you know, I think, you know, a lot more sort of, you know, emphasis needs to be put on this league in terms of what it's doing for the game in this country. Because, you know, look, let's be honest, the elite league only has the real top cream of the crop in there, and you know, this league is the real sort of hotbed for, you know, British hockey in terms of really bringing on these players to eventually get on two ways and hopefully get in the elite league setups where they can actually get ice.
You see that at the moment with Cole Shudra, don't you? Of course, 100-point man, I think he was last season. Of course, he's gone to the Steelers this year full time, playing a lot of time, fourth and you know, I think in the odd third line minute. Got his first goal, I think, at the weekend though, and I think apparently he's a bit of a stunner as well, from what I've heard. But it just shows it's a tough journey you've got to go to make that step. But that's why we do see the crop of the British talent, even not necessarily staying in the National Division. They're going to the Elite League and they're finding they want to come back and play in this division. That's what we've seen this year, hasn't it? With quite a few players, that this is
Yeah.
the players the Brits want to, this is the league the Brits want to play in.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, I think it's a lot of it's just down to the player. You know, a lot of these British players that are in this league could easily go and play for a team in the Elite League, but it's at what cost and at what situation are they gonna find themselves in? And I think, the whole debate around, Brownie and what, his sort of trajectory and where he is now and why he ain't in that league. And I think it's just down to him. He wants to play. He don't want to just go and maybe get ice, maybe not get ice. There's uncertainty there. And I get the debate on you've got to earn it. You've got to make sure you're in it to win it sort of thing and make sure you're proving yourself at that level. But I think at the end of the day, you got to think what these lads are wanting to do in their life. And at the end of the day, they want to play, and when a team in this league, let's be honest, the big team like Leeds or, MK or us for that matter, playing it, in front of a lot of fans and in big games. When a team wants you to come and be a big part of that team and play on PP and PK and fair second line minutes, then you can't knock anyone for wanting to do that. Because yeah, the Elite League's the top league in the country. Yeah, it's the draw. But at the end of the day, I think if you want to play ice hockey and you want to improve and you want, to make your name in the sport, then you're probably going to do it in this league because nigh on impossible now with 15 imports to do it in that league, especially if you've not already made your name up there. It's virtually impossible. So yeah, it's a tough one to crack that one.
Before we move on to the GB under 20s, two former Seahawks as well in and around the camp. Kel Beattie, of course, makes the roster. Obviously, spent a short time with us last year before getting injured. And then Cam Hamill's on the reserve list as well. And I say, I bring his brother Carter's actually made the roster too. So some former Seahawks in and around that group as well. Moving on, Matty, of course, Halloween, some people's favourite holiday of the year coming up. We're going to have some fun and games around the Solway game on Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, we're going to have a fancy dress competition for the kids. We want to see the spookiest kids out there and, maybe some, parents who want to partake in some ghost costumes or make sure you get your, all your merch. It's all black and stuff, so it fits the old Halloween bill. But no, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to get the kids involved in that, and we'll be handing out some treats and sweets and all that stuff. So hopefully we can get a busy rink and get the lads back to winning ways and have a good night at the arena on Sunday and get the place rocking.
No, certainly, that's what we all hope for going forward. Sunday, I say, a home game against Solway. We'll preview that a lot more with Sam Towner later in the week. But I could say thanks very much, Matty. It's been a lovely little roundup, I think. Sets us on the right path to sort of head into this next sort of chapter of the season. Essentially, we're working by columns on the club's fixture list, is what I've just decided, because the Solway games are the top of column number two. So expect
There
another
you
one in
go.
about a month's time. But
Yep.
no, make sure you tune into episode 23 as it's released later in the week. And make sure you give this one, episode 22, a like, share, follow, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And these will be going back up on YouTube every single week, so you can dive in and watch these straight away on YouTube as well. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll be back for episode 23 with Sam Towner.